This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Michael J. with Scott Bennett on the Power Hour. We're back, and we're going to have Paul Preston from the New California State.com. And we're glad to be back, as I was speaking in the last hour about the CIA's involvement with the Mossad in the drug importation operations in America. This has been documented. It's well known. And anybody that understood the real story of the murder of Barry Seal, who was outed by Oliver North, another lying fake patriot. Hey, sue me, Ollie. Let's see what happens. The issue is we're dealing with the fact that they were using the body cavities of dead GIs from Vietnam, and I served there in Vietnam in a number of combat units there, and we used to watch Air America fly their planes over us going over there towards the Golden Triangle, and it was run by a guy named what? Richard Armitage. He was running the show. And the reality is that Richard Armitage was rewarded for his drug importation operations from the Golden Triangle by being made the head of the NSA. That's the kind of deep state treasonous drug dealing government that we've been dealing with now. And we hired Mr. Trump to drain the swamp. So, Scott, if you're back and if Paul is with us, take over, brother.
Yeah, well, we've got Paul Preston with us. And Paul, Michael G. and I were just talking about the first hour, what we see going around the world, some of these international events, and Trump, our president, and trying to guide him in some of these directions. We're, of course, thankful for the summit that's coming up with Russia. I think it's a wonderful thing, and I think he needs to add to that summit. He needs to have one where Iran is invited. So he has essentially three summits. He has the first summit with Iran. I'm sorry, the first summit with Russia and America in Helsinki. Then he has a second summit, perhaps a month or two or three later. I'd say shorter than that. I'd say within a month or 2 months.
We want to encourage this. He's not planning it yet, right, Scott?
Right. We want to encourage this. He seems to have listened to it so far, so hopefully it'll continue. We want to have a second summit within a month or two where Iran is brought in. So you have America, Russia, and Iran having a conversation. And then you have a third summit with America, Russia, Iran, and China all stepping in. Now, Trump doesn't need any other countries alongside him. He doesn't need any backers. He is President Trump of the United States of America. Let him stand as the leader and let these other countries come and communicate to him. And I think that would be a wonderful demonstration of confidence and power by an American president. And it's something Reagan would do. Reagan wouldn't want the any other NATO or European countries or Israel, for God's sake, to be there. It would be Reagan and the other leaders of Iran, Russia, and China. And I think
Reagan
Trump
was the kind of guy
thing.
That's so threatening, Scott, that George Herbert Walker Bush tried to have him killed by the son of his best friend. So the issue is, you know, Mr. Trump understands he's had a number of attempts on his life. And right now he's got a lot of good people around him, like you said, a Praetorian Guard who are protecting him from the deep state. But one of the things I'm excited about is Mr. Trump and this administration has recognized something happening in California in the movement, the New California State.com movement. Let's get on this because you and I have been involved in this from the beginning, and we've been reading these grievances as part of our process, putting people on notice and letting people know, because it goes on YouTube, letting people know the legitimate constitutional grievances that we have against the lawlessness of this communist state government.
Yeah, Paul, and I'm going to hand it over to you because you've been sort of the leader that's been inspiring and helping direct the New California. In the beginning of the show, I said the New California movement is counties and people in California voting and meeting and discussing the very necessary step of creating a new California, divorcing ourselves legislatively, constitutionally, legally, divorcing ourselves from this mad, lunatic cabal of communist dictators that are have taken over California and forced vaccinations and forced homosexual, transgender brainwashing into the schools and forced chemtrails and the abuse of natural resources and smothering business taxes in California. They've transformed the state, and the healthiest people in California are seeking to leave this sinking ship. Although they're not leaving the state, they're not moving out of the state, they're staying where they're at, and they're creating a new state around them. A new California that is based on the original Constitution, the original hopes and dreams and vision of the Founding Fathers, matched and complemented with the modern lessons that we've learned to balance the federal government role and the state government role. So I'm excited. I'll hand it to you, Paul Preston.
Well, thank you for having me on. And it's always nice to be able to talk about New California and the possibilities of what's going to be happening in New California vis-a-vis old California and, of course, the current the way in which old California is going and will continue to go as long as they kind of get shaken up, I think. But I don't see that happening in the near future. I think you're going to see some things happen with some of the leadership, such as Javier Becerra. As you know, that there's some information that came out from the Daily Caller today, which is very, very revealing about him. But also, it's just sort of very, very typical of the leadership that we have in California. Many of them are communists. We know that to be a fact. And with just their association, several books and authors have come out and declared and done the research behind it. Just in our own experience and seeing what we have with a monoparty system and clearly a dictatorship with Jerry Brown as the titular head of California as the dictator, it's going to be a new day in the not-too-distant future when New California actually is given the go-ahead, and within really a very, very short period of time, I think you'll see California completely change and with the rise of New California on the other side of it. So we're really, really very, very excited. We've grown rapidly. We're now up to 46 counties out of the 58 counties that we have all the paperwork on. And it looks like we've got a clear pathway to 51 counties or parts of the counties right now, 51 of 58. Now, that, keep in mind, we have had requests from all 58 counties to be part of New California. And, of course, that's not what we're designed to do. Our program for New California is to bring representation to people of California who have not had representation since at least 1964. And that's the rural counties and communities of California. It's about 18 million people in rural California, which is basically, when you take a look at California map, it's about 85% of all of California is rural. People don't understand that. With the rest of the urbanized areas in along the coastal strip there, San Francisco, Los Angeles area. So when you take a look at the parity that you gain by New California in population of about 18 million versus 22 million in urban California, the remainder, we finally have an opportunity where rural Californians get representation that they deserve. And that's what we're going to be getting to. And, of course, we'll be able to pass and approve our own constitution, which, of course, we will no longer have the burden of the laws and the regulations that California now has on everybody, which, of course, is totally destroyed our economy, education system, just about everything about California except for the ultra elites who are getting richer by the day, and the middle class and poor are getting poorer every day. So the middle class is being squeezed out because their jobs are leaving, and with the overburden of regulations and so on, small businesses can no longer exist in California. So we will be free of all those burdens in New California with a new constitution, and it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful experience to see New California come to life economically. It will explode, and we will have people coming back to New California like you've never seen before. Another gold rush, land rush, if you will, back to New California like we've never seen.
Paul, I'd like to go over part of this thing that we did for the grievance number 24 today. If you don't mind, I'd like to read part of this grievance because it's a part of a format that we've been sharing every Tuesday, and today was the 24th Tuesday, because I'd like you to comment on why we need a new California, and that is, here's something you wrote. Since 1879, the California Constitution has been amended and revised over 520 times. Today, the California legislature does not meet once every 2 years for 60 days as required by the original 1879 California Constitution, but meets every year for 11 months. Meeting for 11 months each year allows the monoparty legislature and the communist California governor to use a, in quotes, democratic process to pass and sign into law an assemblage of thousands of laws, regulations, taxes, and fees that year after year has amassed an oppressive arsenal of communist totalitarian bondage on the United States citizens living in California. Please respond to this because, like you said, Californians are fleeing this country.
Well, that's
or rather this nation.
That's really the core essence right there of what's going wrong in California from a constitutional standpoint. You know, we had in 1849 and 50, they wrote an original constitution, then they revised it and continued actually to construct it actually until 1879. And that version of the constitution was very, very sound from a legislative standpoint. It was not from a social justice standpoint, the Chinese and other ethnic groups and so on, because everybody was a lot different about race back in those days, and we've certainly matured as a country. But other than that, many of the elements of that constitution are very, very worthy today, such as the biennial legislative part. Now, Texas practices really almost verbatim what came in the vote. They were pretty much in California, both the only states that are Republican, might add. They pretty much used the same language when they constructed their constitutions. And that's why Texas today, they adhere to a biennial legislature. And they go every 2 years. So you can look at the comparisons between Texas and California today, one in which you just
We'll be back after the break. Stay with us. This is Scott Bennett and Michael J. on the Power Hour with special guest Paul Preston of the New California Movement. Go to newcaliforniastate.com for more information. We'll be back with Paul after the break. Stay with us.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana. Food storage you'll love to eat.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Bennett and Michael Jay returning on the Power Hour with Paul Preston, our special guest. And Paul was starting to talk about the new California, the Grievance 24, the fact that businesses and really the life of freedom and integrity has been crushed and pushed out and almost made illegal in California. And so the people of California are responding to the tyranny that has been imposed upon them. New California is not a fanciful idea of just new creation. Let's just create a new state because it would be nice and, you know, let's just go with it and see what happens. No, the New California movement is a response to the tyranny, to the sickness, to the oppression, to the violence, to the invasion, to the chemtrails, to the forced vaccinations on your children that are turning them into autistic retards, to the transgender bathroom, homosexual, lesbian school agenda. The Constitution, it symbolizes a state-run ideology being camouflaged and slipped into the school system under the false camouflage of creating a bathroom. They're actually creating an ideology, a sectarian ideology, which is illegal, unconstitutional. So all of these things are being done to Californians, and they are responding by rejecting this. And they're coming out from them. And God says, Be ye a peculiar people. Come out from among them and be ye separate. Be ye holy as I am holy. And we're responding to that. And I've lived all my life in California until I went to the Island of Misfit Toys in Washington, D.C. for about 15 years. But coming back to California, coming back to my roots, I can say this state is a rural, agrarian, cowboy, independent, libertarian state. It is not a far-left state. There's a small pocket of far-left fantasy-thinking lunatics in Hollywood and in Silicon Valley, these people that are too rich to even understand what money is. They're the types like at YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and the other Silicon Valley types have no moral character whatsoever. Godless people, savages with a high salary, I'd say. The Antifa types that are the product of this dysfunctional schizophrenic school system, and the Hollywood types. The lunatics in Hollywood, like Peter Fonda, that has tweeted out about kidnapping Trump's son and granddaughter and putting them in cages with pedophiles and raping them, sodomizing them. That's what Peter Fonda believes. That's what a lot of these lunatic actors and singers believe. And we're not having anything to do with them. We're clapping our sandals together and getting rid of that dust. We're scraping that scum off of ourselves. And we're coming out from among them. So I'm excited because the new California is inviting people to create a new state and everything becomes new. So Paul, maybe you can talk about what are all of the things that people look forward to that they can taste and see and really discover new life and new freedom and new property and new laws, and at the same time be given back the rights and liberties that were stolen from them, such as the right to keep and bear arms and carry a firearm anywhere, anytime in the new California, so you can protect yourself and your family and your property and watch crime essentially drop to nothing. And no one lives in California who's not a citizen of the United States. There is a zero tolerance policy for any illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, foreign invaders in the new California. That stops today. That stops, of course, when the new California is created. But there is zero tolerance for illegal aliens in new California. And every person in every state of the nation needs to move to the new California because it is here where you will either have a renaissance of America or it will be the last stand for righteous freedom in America. Go ahead, Paul Preston.
You know, there's going to be a time when we go through this whole process, when we go through Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, and we work as citizens with our legislature, which is exactly what it's called for, not through a vote or a referendum or whatever, and not certainly not through a lawsuit. Those are bogus ways in which to try to get a state, and will not happen. A secessionist movement, such as what you see with some of these plans out there to break away and become its own nation, is stupid. That's just not going to happen. So we are the only constitutionally fit organization that is moving forward, and we've advanced ourselves. We've advanced ourselves very so much to the point where we have now
Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break, and Paul Preston will continue with that thought. Stay with us.
There's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is set to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland, on July 16th. Now, this is right after President Trump travels to the NATO summit in Brussels, Belgium, and to the United Kingdom. Retired four-star General Jack Keane told Fox Business what needs to be at the top of the agenda for the president.
I think the number one topic that will be addressed, which is also the one I think should be addressed, is Syria. And the reason is that hundreds of thousands of people have been killed there, 9 to 10 million people displaced from their homes, Maria, and it's a human catastrophe. The Obama administration walked away from it because they wouldn't assist the Syrian moderates when they had the upper hand.
The Senate Intelligence Committee today backed the intelligence community's assessment that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election to aid President Donald Trump and they're continuing their efforts to undermine America's democracy. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We didn't hear any music, but here we are, back on the Power Hour. There's the music.
All right. Paul Preston, we had it. He was on a roll. Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
We were talking about where we sit right now in terms of the constitutionality of what New California is all about. We're following the Constitution. The other organizations or entities out there are not. And they've already gotten themselves in a lot of trouble already, you know, locked up in lawsuits. It looks like Tim Draper, his three-state plan is going to be locked up in lawsuit. He's got a 72% disapproval rate for the three-state proposition. And the only thing that's going to be left standing, of course, is our movement, because we're constitutionally sound, we're following the Constitution. And one of the things that we're doing, and we've already set this in motion, is we started the process of selecting assembly members as members of representatives that are going to be representing the counties, and also senators for each county. So we're well in the process of moving forward constitutionally, and again, we declared independence. We've been saying our grievances as part of the Declaration of Independence process, and we're moving to a constitutional convention, which is going to be the first of many actual gatherings for the constitutional convention. Is going to be Saturday, the 21st of July at Harris Ranch, California, right in the middle of California. So we're moving forward, and it's the inevitability is that we are going to be the 51st state, and it's going to happen a lot sooner than I think most people realize. It's going to move very, very quickly, and it's going to move through the legislature, and it's going to move also through through the Congress as well. So we're very, very excited about that.
What are some of the things that you envision the new California having that we've lost or desperately need now to live lives where we can have the right to keep and bear arms and protect our family and children, have the type of education that we want for our children, the amount of education, the amount of time, at the same time not having the oppressive government intrusions into rights, licensing things that we don't need licenses for, but getting back to the 1789 freedoms and responsibility and almost a new frontiersman attitude of living life with the maximum freedom and liberty that the founding fathers envisioned, and at the same time recognizing and adapting and understanding the new age that we live in, the informational age, the internet age, but with the goal being that people can invent what they want to invent and engage in business and trade the way they want to engage in it, and make the new California the wealthiest, the freest, the most the purest state in the Union of America. Go ahead.
Well, you know, we're just going to first of all, when we become a state, everything that California has represented, all the constitutional laws, restrictions, regulation, all that stops. Taxation stops. And we have a whole new set of rules for ourselves. And like we were saying, as you're reading from today's grievance, you know, the legislature in California meets 11 months out of the year. It is industrialized, factory-making legislation. I mean, it should be not a surprise to anybody that we have overregulation, overtaxation, overfeeing. Everything is just absolutely topsy-turvy here in California. Everything is overtaxed. Everything is regulated. And then when it's regulated, they regulate it some more. I mean, it's absolutely hideous. And, of course, all that stops and we become our own state, guided by our own constitution, with all the freedom and liberties we have had in California for years. So this is going to
Do you think, Paul, that there is an abundance of government workers in the rural states, rural areas and counties, rather, that will opt to go to the old California so they can hold on to their pensions, which they probably won't be able to afford after a while anyway?
Well, you know, first of all, pensions follow where you go. They don't follow by state, they follow where you go. So, I'm with the California State Teachers Retirement System. Doesn't matter if I go to Antarctica, they're still going to pay my pension. The problem is the solvency of these pension systems, because ultimately what's going to happen here, the only place that the governors and the leaders of the state of California have to go to be able to meet their money demands is the teacher retirement system and the public employees retirement system, which is a huge, huge system. They're going to start raiding that. Right now, Jerry Brown is discussing cutting my pension by 35% per month. I mean, that's going to not just happen to me. It's going to happen to anybody who's a pension holder in California. That's the destiny of California. Now, we're going to offer a stake in which we're going to throw off all the chains and the shackles. No more California Air Resources Board. No more Coastal Commission. No more Cal EPA. None of the restrictions that we have right now are going to exist. And we're going to be able to put in a sane economy that's going to be explosive, and we're going to be able to have so much new business coming in with the tax revenue that follows along with it, just exactly what happened with Reagan, just exactly what's happening right now with Donald Trump, and just exactly what's happening in places like Idaho and Texas. I mean, we're just not that stupid unless we're a communist. If you're a communist, then you're stupid, and this is what you get like in California, Venezuela, Cuba, and those kind of places. That's which, of course, California, if we stay on this track, this is going to be just like Venezuela at least 3 or 4 years from now. Look at Los Angeles already, 58,000 people that are homeless. Orange County has about another 30,000. I mean, it's just absolutely mind-boggling. Not too far from me down the river here is 3,000 Americans living on the riverbank in squalor. It's just a phenomenal thing to see, but this is what the overbearing regulation of, you know, 11-month legislature gets you. It gets you communism, which is what they're fast moving to here. And again, other regulations, like they want to take everything that's associated with your guns, of course. That will, none of that will exist in New California. And there'll be a liberation for businesses, for education, for all the things that we have been able to, that we had to tolerate in California. We will not be tolerating in New California. The whole new university system will be in place. What they're doing in the university systems of California today is an absolute appalling scandal. I say that as a school administrator, 41 years in the system, even working with the UC system. It's deplorable and despicable what has happened to our universities. And, of course, in our education system as well, all that changes, and there will be a liberation in California. That'll be a shining example for everybody throughout the world. And this is what people want. This is what people have dreamed about it all around the world, of a California like this. We're going to return to that, what was once California before it. But we're going to be smarter, wiser, and we'll be able to govern ourselves appropriately. We the people will be in charge of government, not government in charge of we the people, which is what you have here in California. All that's going to change. And I look forward to it. It's an exciting time, and it's building. And more. And like I said, we're the older process in place that's got – we've made more ground, you know, since November of 2017 than Tim Draper has made since 2012, and the other movements have made since 1941 even. So we're on the way to statehood, and it's happening right before everybody's eyes.
And we're doing it on a shoestring. You know, a number of people have – posited the need for something called the University of New California. That is a project where we will have a university that will actually offer courses to people that will bring us back to what it means to have a real free state, have real liberty, have real responsibility, have a legitimate taxing system and legitimate government that doesn't become the master of everybody because it remains the servant. And this is a very important part of considering what real liberty is. That is, a lot of people yearn for what we used to believe, but now the vision of American liberty and freedom and justice for all has been damaged so terribly, and it's the American people that's pushing this forward. Honestly, Paul, I've watched and listened to people, and they're very excited in this process. The people that are involved are barely restrained in their exuberance over making this happen.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to see in the reaction from people around the nation and the world. We get tons of email and phone calls here in our studio for New California, and people are elated. And all people need to do is go and look at the grievances that are videotaped on YouTube and just read the comments from people. There's hardly any derogatory comments, if there are any at all, that people are in support. They're excited. And now other states are starting to get in the action. I was on quite a long conference call with representatives representatives from Illinois who are starting their own state movement, followed, mimicking California.
Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Scott Bennett and Michael J. on the Power Hour with special guest Paul Preston of the NewCaliforniaState.com. It's the New California Movement. It is the example that all Americans now can follow. It is the renaissance of America and once more the affirmation of we are as Americans. We are trailblazers. Stand by. Back.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Bennett and Michael J. with special guest Paul Preston on the Power Hour, and we were talking about the Constitutional Convention of Delegates for the new California state. That's coming up on July 20th and July 21st at 6 p.m., and the address is Harris Ranch Inn, located at 24505 West Doris Avenue in Coalinga, California. And people can go to www.harrisranch.com for directions. And this is coming up on Friday and Saturday, July 20th and July 21st. And Paul, maybe you can continue to talk a little bit about what's going to be happening there.
Well, this is the first time since 1879 something like this has happened in California, and the first time since 1861, nationally speaking, where a state has actually started to grow itself constitutionally. So 1861 to 2018, it is pretty historic, and we, again, are following the constitutional process. We declared ourselves independent. We're right now in the process of grieving that as part of the Declaration of Independence. And we have decided to have our first constitutional convention, in which we're going to establish ourselves as a government of co-equal branches, such as what is found in all governmental systems here in California, except in the United States, except California. Of course, California is not a co-equal any longer. It's just a monoparty system. That's part of the problem. That's one of the reasons why we're forming New California. But we're going to establish our legislature. We've already asked for counties to give us the a senator, at least from one county. Every county gets one senator and two assembly members. That's what we'll establish ourselves with.
Paul, could you please explain how that they accomplished by their political system to transform California from a Republican form of government to a single monoparty system? Because they did it with great skill and deception, and most people didn't even notice it.
Right. Their congratulations to them. They've destroyed our Republican form of government, which, by the way, is a guarantee of Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, of Section 4, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. The United States of America and the Constitution demands that all states have a Republican form of government that's guaranteed by the Constitution. And if they don't, then there's actions that the federal government can do to make sure that that is restored. And right now we are declaring as citizens of California that we do not have that system. And that's why we're doing the grievances, to explain our grievances about the failure of the state of California to provide a Republican form of government. So that process has been interrupted. It's been deliberately so. Jerry Brown is an example. It goes way, way back. Jerry Brown, as an example, was in California as the governor from 76 to 84. And under that system in the Constitution, you could only have two terms of being a governor. But then everybody got upset and angry at the Assembly and Senators because a lot of them were multiple years, you know, more than 4 years, more than 2 years, 6 years, so on. You had Willie Brown, who'd been there for 30 years, and everybody was saying, this guy's just way too powerful. Let's put term limits on him. So they came up with a Proposition 140, a way to change the Constitution. And in Proposition 140, they said that governors can only have two terms of office, except for governors. This only applies to governors after November of 1990. Well, there was only one former governor that applied to, and that was Jerry Brown. So Jerry Brown, by way of the language in Proposition 140 of 1990, the term limits proposition, was given a third and fourth term of office starting in 2010, and of course that's been the one where he's been the most destructive and his communist tendencies have really flourished. That's just one part of it. Also the redistricting, the gerrymandering of different rules in or different districts and so on, so that the Democrats' monoparty system could take the position of the conservative communities away from them. The other part of it is, of course, the election system has been totally scanned and destroyed here in California. One of the things that they did is they went to this winner-take-all, the top two winners in the primary go on to the general election, thus eliminating the party system, the two-party system, guaranteeing that one party that was the most dominant would always have two candidates. candidates face off in the general election, which is what we have today. So this process has been baby step all the way through, designed to destroy a Republican form of government. And that's why right now today we have a dictatorship. It's real simple. I mean, it's taken a long time and been very, very deceptive. But once you break it down and look at it and analyze it, it's like, wow, it's so simple. But it was very complex to get it there. It took a lot of time, a lot of skill, a lot of money. And, you know, hats off to them. This is how you destroy a Republican form of government. And we keep in mind, we are not a democracy as the United States of America. We're a republic.
Well, there's a lot of hope. And, you know, we want to encourage people in California to come to this meeting, to come to the Harris Ranch on July 20th and 21st. And the become county representatives if they are so inclined to create a new state, because it's the only way that they can really free up their future for their children and grandchildren. We are really on the border of a civil war in this country. We were starting to talk about that before. The civil war in this country is going to be started by leftists, a leftist mob that's probably going to attack some poor woman and her family, and the woman's going to pull a gun and shoot a few of them and kill one and probably wound a few others. Because the leftist mobs, like at Antifa and universities where they throw chairs at rooms when conservative speakers come, that's symbolizing the end of civility, the end of decency in America. That's the entrance into barbarism and savagery, and we will never go that way. We will always stand up and defend our families, our children, our property, and defend ourselves against tyranny. And if it requires exercising lethal force, so be it. Conservatives do that without blinking an eye. Liberal mob Democrats don't do that because they attack and savage people as mobs. And we see that in this fascist impulse, and ironically, the attempt to call Trump a fascist, when in actuality, it's these mass immigration, these fools who are holding up banners that all refugees, all migrants are welcome. They did it in Europe. We see how good that's turned out for Germany and Sweden and elsewhere. It's totally destroyed the European Union, and now they're trying to do it in the United States. I don't think so. I think those days are over, and I think Trump needs to say this. Every time the Democrat liberals attack ICE, they're attacking every law enforcement and police agency in America. They're attacking the FBI. They're attacking the Fraternal Order of Police. They're attacking the Border Patrol. They're attacking the U.S. Marshal Service. Every uniformed officer is being attacked by the liberal Democrats right now, and that's a winning political slogan for President Trump to make his own, because that's what he's been saying. He stands for ICE. We stand for ICE. Paul Preston, it's been great to have you on. We thank Power Hour for having us. Go to shellgamewhistleblower.com for more information about our report, and go to New State of New California State.
God bless America.
Amen. And remember to visit our website at agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. NewCaliforniaState.com, which is really truly the wave of the future moving forward. We know that in NewCaliforniaState.com we're going to have really...
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.